Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
And welcome to the Hat Chat podcast. I'm Ross Hornby.
I'm Chris Trott.
And I'm Alex Smith.
Oh, perfectly done, guys. That's
Alan.
Really well done.
We've got Alex this
evening. Oh, what the hell, yeah.
Not feeling Alan today.
Fair enough.
You were not up for confusing people today. Yeah. There will be swearing in this podcast. There always is a little bit of swearing here and there. It might not be crazy swearing or aggressive, but it's there.
Subjects of a sensitive nature.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah.
In what sense?
There always is, like, actually. To be fair, there is one story in here which will be sensitive.
National secrets.
We're exposing the truths.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we will be I mean, it was a funny... Well, it's not really funny, but we'll go into it later. Okay. And we have no specific theme.
Mm. However, thank you for that fangle.
Yes, fangle by October, Stan. That's the one. Right.
Correct. And also, I want to nail down fingle. Because when you're searching through the Hat Chat email, I have to search first for Fingle, then for Fangle,
and
then for
jingle.
Fangle Jingle. Let's nail it. Let's unify to Fingle.
Fingle it is.
So I can find your Fingles to hatchat@hat-films.com. Send them in.
Please do.
Like October Stan did.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
What a great,
do you stand
musician
with October Stan?
I don't like... Okay, let's get into that. I don't like this whole stan thing.
Oh, what the terminology?
The terminology
actually being
it is annoying.
I stan
fandom
that you are into.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I stan this celebrity. I don't like it.
It's just a shit-kicking meme, Trot, and it's going to be out there in the world, unfortunately.
So am I right in its origins coming from Stan from Eminem's song?
Literally, where he's an obsessed fan, sending him letters constantly.
To the point where he drives him and his wife and his pregnant wife off a...
But that's clearly satire as well, though, the video.
Well, yeah, of course. But that's what they're saying. Oh, I stan that guy. Well, I stan that person.
Yeah, the analogy behind it is this obsessive fan that got super angry because Eminem didn't reply and then drove him and his pregnant wife off a road.
Yeah. Well, he was using the archaic medium of postal service.
Mm. First problem,
which
Stan.
Which I think instantly is, I mean, I don't reply to many letters, do you?
None.
No.
I actually resent getting
post. If you are
going
to stan anyone, use an email, for God's sake. Such as the one we have, which is hatchat@hat-films.com.
Wow.
Very nice.
Fucking hell.
Do you stan us?
I mean, if one positive came...
I don't want to encourage people to fucking start sending all that shit.
If one positive thing came out of all of that, though, it was Dido's subsequent album.
It really was. Well, to be fair, that put her on a map.
It really did.
I don't know where she is now, but...
Sand in My Toes, you know? Wow, what a track.
Sand in My Toes, I don't remember that one.
Still, Stand in My Shoes. Sand in My Shoes.
Sand in My Shoes. Stand in My Toes?
Stand in My Shoes.
Stand in My Shoes. What's another, obviously...
The fact that I don't know that song really doesn't put it on the map for me,
you would know it. You would
know it. You would, yeah. It's
like one of the three songs that anybody heard on the album.
Probably.
Anyway.
That's an old meme.
What else is going on?
Well, I put a few talking points.
I was going to go continue with Stan, but I feel
I
should...
You can explain
I should put that to bed.
You've got more. I mean, I hate the terminology, but it's now used as like a meme thing.
Yeah, I understand that language evolves and all that crap, but I still feel it's very much derived from an obsessive fan that kills his wife because he didn't reply. And I don't think that's healthy.
What about the grammar of I stan?
Yeah, that's...
It's not even like... It's just
become
like
a verb, isn't it? Stan
like
is
if,
from a name
if
to
your
a verb.
Name was if it was Trot who was in that narrative.
I Trot.
I Trot.
Yeah, but that is a verb.
It is.
Trotting.
It fucking is.
To Trot.
Spot on.
I Ross. Sounds like you're Apple product.
Right.
That's actually interesting. Your surname is
a doing word. I'm a doing guy.
You are,
yeah,
right.
He likes to trot. He's on the trot. Your dog's just eating its own foot.
I mean, it's really got it right in there as well. A minute ago, she got it like right in
there.
She
is chomping the shit.
She's practicing like something.
She's facing the wrong way for the camera.
I know,
it's
but we're
they
getting
can't
it.
See it. I can see that she's just chomping
she's
the
just
shit
really
out
likes,
of her foot. She loves it.
Likes getting in there, you know.
I stan mochi.
I stand Mochi.
And she can't ever write back to you.
I'm happy to move on.
It's not possible. Yeah, okay.
I'm happy to move on from Stan.
Well, a couple of main stories here. I mean, nothing too crazy. Obviously, there's the Spider-Man thing, which we did actually talk about in a video not too long ago. But
Sam Raimi's back?
No, he's not back. God. Sam Raimi's not back, and neither is Tobey Maguire. Probably
Andrew
not.
Garfield's do, back. Like, Andrew Garfield's back.
Andrew Garfield might be back. Who knows? Maybe Sony will be like, you know what? We're going to make another one. Another one with Andrew's back. Here he is. He's like, what the fuck happened?
So a lot of people are pissed off, obviously, because the deal fell through.
What is this?
Explain it to me, Tron.
Sony and Disney have a contractual agreement that Sony is allowing the film rights for Marvel to use Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and for therefore, you know, but and also
well, Sony own it from years
Sony
ago.
Sony
right?
owned the from film like, rights to Spider-Man.
Bought it back in the 90s.
And they agreed to a deal which I believe was 5% of first dollar
gross.
Profits.
Yeah, a first dollar gross
goes to Sony
profits.
And they get no merchandise revenue.
Yeah.
And apparently Sony fronted the cost of the movies that
Spider-Man
was in.
Oh, okay.
And Marvel took essentially full creative control of the movies and made them like a big Marvel display with a bit of Sony.
Yeah.
So I feel like Marvel really capitalized on that.
Mm. Yeah.
Took Spider-Man and gave Sony 5% and that's it.
It's a bit like shooting themselves in the foot though, because obviously they're bringing this character into their specific universe again. And they're kind of making him at the forefront in the narrative so far.
They really beefed him up, didn't they?
And then now this happens where they could effectively just shoot themselves in the foot and say, you know what, we're not going to have him in our films at all.
Yeah.
Which seems...
Well, apparently the contract was, I can't remember how many films, but they agreed to the amount of films up to the end of Infinity War, Endgame.
Oh, okay.
And then the contract had to be renegotiated and Disney swung in saying, we now want 50% instead of just 5. So they're asking for more from Sony for the same thing.
Yeah.
And Sony going from 5% to 50% was like, we're losing so much money and we're paying for these movies for you. Marvel's taking all the credit and the license and creative control and they're reaping all the benefits. And what does Sony really get is some profit.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the people making these decisions earn gigantic amount of money
of course,
and they don't care. They're just about making money.
Yeah.
The only people that really lose out are the people that like Tom Holland and like what Spider-Man became, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's kind of a shit situation in
terms
of the film scene in general, but like, I don't know.
That's what happens when you make like basically a pop band of a film franchise.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the K-pop of film at the moment, isn't it? These superhero movies. Like,
I think the best thing to come of this was a tweet I saw this morning, which was breaking news. Sony have reintroduced Spider-Man to the MCU, and when you click on it, it goes to the massive crisis of the Amazon rainforest on fire and raising awareness for that.
Oh, so there's like a...
So they use the whole Spider-Man thing. It's like, no, that is really inconsequential to the actual happenings of the world.
Isn't that absolutely shocking that you have to clickbait someone into reading something that's kind of genuinely serious about
it's not
the
been
Amazon.
Covered by the media.
Well, they are. I mean, they are now. Obviously.
They are now.
They weren't when it originally started happening, right? But that's actually the second thing on here was, it's burning up and quick as well.
Fast. No one really cares. It's not that interesting. Ultimately, it doesn't affect them. It's interesting. Mm. But
I don't think people really care.
People care more about the Spider-Man thing than they do the Amazon because it's so far detached from their reality.
Well, if they fix that problem, they get something out of it.
Yeah.
Sure,
if you fix the problem with the Amazon fire,
I don't know.
You get oxygen.
oxygen
but it's
is
more
nice.
Of a long
that anyway.
It's a more of a long-term investment. I mean, obviously, I'm not downplaying. Obviously, this is a huge thing, and like, you know, it's just another unfortunate reality of, you know, our changing world. But ultimately, of course, you're not going to get people as excited. I mean, what can you do?
I mean, you haven't seen billionaires rushing to sort this one out.
No,
like
you haven't.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a historical thing. Whereas this, you know, I mean, there's probably political things at play. Who knows? But
there's not been human involvement in making that forest, whereas there was a lot of culture and stuff around Notre Dame. And I feel like there's a lot of human influence and culture there that billionaires do care about. And they know by helping out, they'd increase their reputation.
Well, that's
it.
It
looks good for
obviously,
their image to help out.
I think it would still look good for their image.
Surely Jeff Bezos should save the Amazon.
Literally.
Right?
I mean, holy shit.
Like,
even if they just said, oh, a percentage of like each purchase from X date to the X date goes straight towards
he's
this.
Probably
you'd
figured out like
millions
it's not
straight away from.
he's probably figured out that it's not monetarily valuable mm-hmm. to him. Like, yes, he'll get yeah. a pat on the back, but next week it will be forgotten that he spent billions saving the Amazon rainforest. I mean,
if he tallied up all the things that he should have paid for tax and paid towards this, they'd have billions. They would have billions.
Can you just pay your taxes, please?
If they paid their taxes correctly, imagine this as a global tax.
Yeah,
sort it out. But like, then I don't know how easy it is. How do you just throw money at these situations? It's not just like a. It's not a small fucking fire, is it? Yeah. So
I wonder if they worry that by throwing massive amounts of cash at things, they're going to devalue what they own. Like yeah, in terms of like, imagine if you went, yeah, we can fucking fix this. Here you go. I've just bought 50 helicopters to dump water on it. I've sent 100,000 people down south to like deal with it. All this sort of stuff, right? And I've paid every single one of them all this money. Suddenly, you've just created all of these like. Well-off people, and I don't know. I'm sure it has,
and there's potential abuse there for the government if they're giving
vast
amounts of money.
Especially with somebody like the Prime Minister, President of Brazil in power, who's apparently one of the most corrupt and careless officials they've had in some time, which is a trend at the moment. Mm. So, Dota 2, obviously, you guys love Dota 2.
Talking of corrupt,
every year for the TI for the international, their big event, they this is related. This is a segue.
Okay. Good segue.
They have a vote for which character gets something called an Arcana, which is like a huge redesign, like reskin it, lots of new like
get some effects. Love and attention.
It makes it look cool, right? Makes it fun. Yeah, that I think I was thinking about this, and I voted for that here. And it's between contention of like it's a huge like.
Did you care more about that than the Amazon rainforest going down?
It's fine.
Not quite the point I was going to make.
Sorry,
but basically I voted for him the entire way. I really wanted him to win. He's one of my favorite characters in the game, and he won. And I thought, holy shit, I think that's the first time a vote of any kind has gone my way in about the last 10 years. You know, like Brexit, voted against that.
Well,
we did that.
It's Dota, though.
Pretty
it's
much
different.
Three of the prime ministers. Yeah, but like...
How many options were there?
Lots. Like, lot. Like you know, you got like... So imagine, it's like a tournament style.
Okay.
So they have like, here's eight, here's another bracket of eight. You got to choose one out of those. Here's another one. And then basically those brackets come together and it's like, right, now we've got down to this character or this character. Which do you want? You choose it, right?
Do you think our... elections should be like a tournament.
How much
do
they spend
election?
On their campaign?
Oh, who knows? None. Nothing, in fact. Like, I mean, it's a good point. Like, there's no, this is literally just opinion, at this point. Like, which people want to win. Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. That's from only time in the last 10 years I've thought, yes.
Do you feel that's because you have maybe more of a consensus as to the demographic of people in Dota? You understand.
Maybe I'm more indoctrinated into the same way of thinking as them.
Maybe.
It's not that I read it and went, who do I think people are going to vote for?
Maybe because, you're just more like-minded.
Yeah.
Oh, the sign.
And I mean, there has been some like PR around it. Like there's quite a few big people, like people who are big in the game and big in that
pushing
industry.
Pushing certain characters.
Pushing Ogre. Yeah, yeah. So Sir Action Slacks, which is like a hilarious, you've probably actually seen him at some point.
Probably.
He's basically like the comedy guy of Dota, really. Like, so he's a color commentator, you know, all that sort of thing. And he was like, yes, we've done it. We're all Ogre Magi today. Like at the TI going crazy at the sides. He's like, because he's like Ogre Magi, this big fat ogre. He's like, we're all thick boys today, guys. it's great. And that was, an example of something going well.
Sure,
of course, the Amazon is on fire.
Yeah. fucking hell.
Yeah.
Man, very different things. But then ultimately, I guess it raises the question of like, well, what can you do to help? So there's a lot of people saying, you should know about this. You should know about the Amazon burning down and all this stuff. It's like, okay, well, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, what can I do?
What the fuck can an individual do? And you know,
if we all got a bucket, right? And we all just got a water and just each of us splashed once.
Splashed.
Do you think that would be enough?
Yeah, and also if we just drink loads on the flight there,
but then there'd be
piss as well. That's another one.
Water carriers.
A little bit more, yeah.
This is an interesting like argument. It's like if we all did that one thing and helped out, you're not thinking about the balance of we've just used a shit ton of iron resources to make all these buckets
and
to splash once.
I mean, jet fuel to get there in the first place as
individual
well.
Individual bucket. It's a terrible way of doing it.
Also, I'm saying like...
yeah, it's a horribly inefficient way to put out.
Come on, guys, look.
And I'm just exposing this stupid idea that someone's had, but we really shouldn't use buckets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I imagine
there's just a lot of
helicopter.
Lot of things at play, which is probably what we don't understand is why certain things aren't happening.
Yeah.
It's because there's so many things at play.
Because you expect people in power to be problem solvers.
Yeah.
You expect people in power to deal with the things that you can't deal with. That's the entire point of them. Like, and that's not the case. We voted for the wrong people.
There's a variety of conspiracies of the president saying that, you know, either indigenous people caused the fires or, wasn't it pissed off people who couldn't get government funding for certain projects?
Mm.
And or farmers like who are burning the...
farmers, yeah.
Burning it so they can have more space for
their soy.
Livestock and stuff as well.
Mm. Well, ultimately, the blame is unimportant. It's who fixes it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the person you care about, right? Like, who cares who did it? If you get in there and fix it, you're the winner. You know, like well done. And then we all win because that person fixed it.
Yeah.
That's what's frustrating in politics is when there's so much finger pointing.
Yeah.
And no action. Yeah. Like, the politicians are meant to be action people and getting things done. Instead, all I see on Twitter when you follow, like, the Jeremy Corbyns and the Theresa Mays and the Boris Johnsons, they're just like, this person's not going to do it right, but I will. Mm-hmm. This person's a piece of shit, but I'll do it better. And then they're in power, and then all they're doing then is finger pointing again and saying, like, the reason this didn't work out is because the Democrats or everyone's just stopping me from doing what I want. Fucking suck it up and do it. Do something and
do something. See, that's dangerous in itself if you're not careful. Action for action's sake is dangerous.
Well, stop finger pointing.
Yeah, exactly. Like stand on your own achievements, not of the failures of others.
Don't put down others to make you higher than them. Yeah.
I had a couple of different politicians come to my door a while back, and like, you know, they're doing the canvassing thing, like, oh hey, we're the Labour,
or
we're not to my flat. To actually my parents' house, I said a while, but it's a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
But like, so you know, I had like Lib Dems, Labour, conservatives. No,
Paddy Ashton used to come to my house.
I think was it David Laws was Lib Dem?
He's friends with my granddad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean my mum worked with him for a while ages ago. Anyway, I think
Good
he's
guy.
Dead now, right?
He's dead now.
Right. Yeah. So the Liberal Democrats had a majority in my area anyway, so they were like, you know, hey, we've done this, and this. And I was like, sweet, sounds good. But then the Labour and the Tories would come to the door, and they'd literally be like, you say, like, oh, they spent £100,000 on a new park and like this sort of stuff.
Do
like,
you want this in power anymore?
All they cared about was shitting on those other people rather than saying like, hey, we got this.
But I think that tactic works in the sense that it's a shock value of like, oh my god, really? Did it cost that much? And then you're too busy. You've been distracted.
Yeah, you're focusing on.
But
you're
just such a negative campaign, though, isn't it? It gets everyone riled up and angry at something instead of like hoping for something good to come out of it. Then instead focusing on the bad, which is probably not a good psychological thing to do.
I guess so. I think people focus on the drama and negativity more in general, and it's easy to go, oh, I can't believe they did this, and then that's like the focus there.
Well, it's like that BBC tweet about like, this is our tiers of CBBC shows.
So
there's like, they were CBBC, like, what are your all-time favorites? And they had like fucking Tracy, and it was a tier list from like
90s shows.
That's great. Yeah, so they had like
50-50 was in there.
50-50, which is awful. I hated 50-50. Like,
was
so
Aquila in there?
Boring. No, Aquila wasn't even on it.
Oh my god.
And Aquila was
a
fucking amazing show.
I realized that.
There it is, yeah.
I realized looking at this tweet how little I watched BBC television.
I didn't have like.
There's so many here that I don't get, like Sarah Jane Adventure.
Yeah, so basically it's
trapped. I don't know what these are.
It's that meme where there's like legend tier, top tier, mid tier, tier, and then basically what's in your legend tier? 50-50 is for some reason in there.
Yeah.
Well, would you say Get Your Own Back was in legend tier?
No.
I mean,
Get Your Own Back.
Chuckle Vision's in legend tier.
Yeah.
Well, Smart. Oh, Smart was pretty good.
Smart was good.
I liked Smart.
It was like Art Attack.
It was like an Art Attack, but actually, like, there's
newer.
More
Shaun the Sheep as well was in mid tier. Like, but the whole point of this was to cause controversy to engage people because there's clearly no thinking. Yeah. Like, you know, they've put a few in there that might be true or might be the consensus.
Sure.
Some drama ones.
And then they put other ones that are like, you know, like Deadly 60. That's fucking great. There's a guy going around finding the 60 deadliest animals in the world. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's cool. Down there with News Round.
But watching
the News Round was boring.
Yeah.
As a kid, you were like.
Yeah.
As it was now, informative.
Now all I do is watch news.
I wouldn't put it on like, tier. I still watched. I actually watched it.
I think it was mid tier.
Well.
Shaun the Sheep shouldn't be.
I watched it more than Basil Brush. Fuck Basil
Brush. Piece of shit.
Man, that was bollocks.
Did you only watch News Round because The Simpsons was on next though?
Yeah.
Craig, do you know
Neighbours
any of these?
Then Simpsons.
Do you know any of these shows?
Oh, do I know any of those shows? Point. Yeah, most of them. Like some of them, I think started to come on around the time that I stopped watching CBBC, like The Slammer.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of these.
But I actually really liked you. I really like Get Your Own Back and 50-50.
Oh, Tracy Beaker
and News Rounds.
Tier because fuck that show. That show.
See,
was
loads
so
of people
depressing.
Loved Tracy Beaker.
I
found
why.
It depressing.
I
as
found
hell.
It so depressing, and just like the idea of being in that scenario just stressed.
They were basically in like a foster home, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which obviously isn't, you know, I don't know how good it is to be in one, but like they didn't paint a very good picture of it.
No.
And obviously she was annoying and I couldn't watch it.
Exactly. I was exactly the same.
Simple.
But like, anyway, the whole point of this was controversy, yeah. And it was kind of just like more people, if they just put out something that was fairly like on the, like, you know, consensus.
No one would respond to it.
Nobody would care.
And I mean, it's worked, because guess what we're doing now?
We're talking
exactly.
About it.
Exactly.
We're talking
about it. I fucking retweeted it.
Yeah.
You know, like
genius marketing.
I think
it's not genius. Genius. It's Pete from the video. Run-of-the-mill marketing now.
Should we do this with the Hat Film series?
Hat, like, Film series, put, yeah.
You know, Stunt Lads and, you know,
yeah,
Gmod.
Just make it real shit.
We could do that. I mean,
Shoot Many Robots legend here.
Yeah, exactly. Put Shoot Many Robots up there. Trine, of course.
Trine.
I mean, Trine's a great game.
It is a good game.
But we really tried to make it work.
We played so many episodes.
Diablo 3, Legend tier.
I also say, just whilst we're on the subject of yeah. negativity, I yeah. really couldn't stand Basil Brush.
No, oh, yeah, I couldn't either. Very, not at all.
It was like potent. 1940s humour.
Yeah.
But like,
Basil.
Who the hell watches that
young
shit?
Also, I mean, it's a terrifying puppet.
Where's Demon Headmaster on here? Where's
that was sketchy.
Do you know what? I thought that the moment I saw that tweet. I was yeah. like, where's Demon Headmaster?
I think that was just
or the Queen's Nose.
Yeah.
Or the Queen's Nose.
Or was it,
great
it on
as well.
TV? I don't know.
That's the thing. Like,
what, Demon Headmaster was on
Queen's
TV?
Queen's Nose wasn't on there.
CBBC.
Either.
Was it on CBBC?
Yeah. This is yeah. aged. Yeah. This is for a different
bumps?
Generation.
No, I think that was like a Nickelodeon thing.
Mm. Yeah, I think.
Get out of here, Sky Boy. Some of us didn't have
yeah,
more
didn't
than
have
four
Sky.
Channels.
I had the five channels.
Sorry.
But five was shit because it was always just...
Well, not the midnight reception. Movie, though. Am I right?
Wee!
Softcore porn.
Quick question. Yeah.
How did everyone know about that?
Do you think...
And it was shit. It was always shit.
Do you think Dick and Dom in the Bungalow would be allowed today? Like, kids going around these...
Was it a sex
two...
thing?
I No, but...
Considering
like,
what's on YouTube, yeah, I think so. I don't think it was that.
It's like bogeys and stuff like that, right?
Oh, that stuff.
It's supposed
I just
to be
mean like the
crazy.
Idea of kids going around adults' flats unattended with their without their parents.
Oh, right.
See, I don't know. I've never really watched it that much. I only saw the bogeys bits. I never really like watched it.
The whole like kids being unsafe has been a thing since the 60s, really. When yeah. like the
stranger danger and stuff like
yeah,
that.
And yeah, and the case of like serial murderers and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, I think it's quite healthy to show that like two men can hang out in a house with a bunch of kids, like, and it not have any of those horrible connotations that we're so
yeah,
used to now, right?
That would never work now. Like, point, that's, yeah. Yeah, sure, that's a good point. Looking yeah. at it like that,
if you, shit. It's like, yeah, you scaremonger so much to the point where nothing's acceptable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, two dads.
Like, you could put a bunch of kids in a house yeah. with like me and Trot. And we wouldn't molest them, I don't think. I think we'd hold
no,
back.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
But I wouldn't want to be in that situation, because who the fuck wants to be in a house full
oh,
of kids?
Hang around
you know?
Kids. Like, but then some people are like very like good with kids.
Yeah.
And like can just have a laugh and stuff like...
Man, I'm really not.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a learned
got a
trait.
Niece, but I don't really know. I mean, she doesn't really talk much yet, but I don't know what to say to her.
Like, that's the thing, you're like, E3.
You're right. She's so I don't know what to say to you. I was like, look, it's nice to meet. But
I think you get
maybe
used
that just
to
comes
it.
With yeah, like getting
like
used
if
to
you,
it and stuff.
I think a lot of people get good by just being surrounded by it. Like if you have yeah. a younger sibling or something like yeah. that, that's like a child, then you're used to it.
Yeah, I got tired out raising my little brother.
Yeah,
like I mean, I didn't raise him. Obviously, my parents
did you
were
fight
there.
Much?
It's like a 3 year difference.
Young when we were younger, yeah. me and my brother didn't get on from about like early teens to yeah. about 15. Me and my brother didn't really get on very well at all.
Yeah.
But then suddenly, like bam, like. It was brilliant, you know. He's yeah. like my best mate, but like
he grew up.
That's, yeah. that's interesting. Yeah, I don't
into
I don't
your
really
ideas.
See
you
either of my
shaped
brothers.
Him. You sculpted him.
I tried
into an Alex Smith too.
Yeah, yeah. He really wants to live in a house with me and some kids.
Oh, he wants to do. He wants to do a Dick and Dom. Did you ask him why?
Smith's bungalow.
Yeah,
but yeah, I find it interesting because yeah, he used to have loads of fights with brothers and stuff. Mm. Did you ever fight your brother? He was he's older than you.
Me and my brother always used to, we used to really get along. Like he was like
right.
a father
good.
Figure because we had a 5 year difference. Mm. So he was,
oh,
he was
right,
really
yeah.
like nurturing, that kind of guy. He's that kind of guy.
That's
anyway.
Fair enough.
He's really good with his kid. And we, yeah, we're just easy, amicable. We shared a room for a long time.
Jeez. Yeah.
Bunk
I guess
beds.
That would, you'd have to really work together in that sense.
Yeah. We never really fought until we did karate and then it just like.
And then you fought.
Wow. But you're fighting
and then
with training.
Is that
so
what?
It's
basically you can do sparring.
Yeah.
And then me and my brother got together to do sparring and then suddenly all the barriers were down.
I
and
just
it's
get
like,
heated.
It's competitive because like I want to be better at karate than you
yeah.
are. I joined karate because you did and I was jealous. And now I get to show myself that I'm a better karate. And then we just fucking went at each other. And we had to get pulled apart. And we were not allowed to fight again.
Fucking hell. Because
we really, like, broke all the rules.
I guess because there's also that brotherly element. Like, I mean, I guess you can get it with certain friends as well, where, like, there's no hold bars because you don't care. Like,
and they're not holding back
either. You're not going to press charges against them for, like, battering. And you're just fucking around at the time. But if, like, one misplaced hit, then you're like, whoa, what the fuck? You just do that seriously.
And then it just escalates.
I almost stabbed my brother once accidentally.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean accidentally?
It's one of the scariest things I've ever done. We were just fucking around. Like you say, like messing around in the kitchen. Sure. And I pretended to stab him. And actually, made pretty good contact in the back, in his back. It didn't, and I was just like, whoa.
My God.
And I was just like, I should stop fucking around with knives. And, God. But, that was pretty sketchy.
Holy shit.
But it was just a play fight.
Playing with kitchen knives.
Like, it was good natured. And, we were, messing around and, doing all this sort of stuff.
That's
and
so dangerous.
I sort of, grabbed him and went like that. Like, literally from behind, like a classic, kidney stab.
Yeah, wow.
And, I nearly stabbed him.
I'll be here today.
But, I stabbed him.
You'd be in with Bulger and the rest of where it was.
But, yeah. Like, well, he was old. He was, this is when he was, 15, probably. Sure. And so...
A child prison.
So you knew better.
All the same.
I did know better. I don't really know what I was thinking, at the time.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I was like, whoa. If I'd gripped that knife a bit harder, that might have, it was like that time I accidentally punched Walsh in the head. I pretended to punch
it. Okay. Went for it.
Imagine sitting down on the sofa and I was just like, wow, like that.
That went too far.
And I meant to stop my fist, but I just full on connected with his forehead.
Oh, just shit. Punched him in the forehead. He just had a big red mark on his
head. Oh, what the fuck? And it was just a classic.
He was pissed.
I was just like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was one of those scenarios, you're right. I've kind of had to put all that behind me now, the random outbursts of mock violence.
Jeez. I don't think I've ever accidentally stabbed my brothers.
I don't think I have.
Jesus Christ.
There have been scraps and stuff.
Yeah. You have the scraps.
Yeah, there was one time my little brother kicked my older brother so hard in the balls he had to go to hospital. And then my mum started crying because she thought that he would be completely ruined for life. I've never heard screaming like it, honestly. You can just imagine a full-on punt in the bollocks. Direct contact.
How old was your brother? The younger one.
This must have been... He's probably 12 or something like around that age. My brother would have been 15, I think.
He just kicked him in the balls.
Straight shot, yeah. Straight in the balls. And then I just heard the screaming first. I was like, what the hell happened? And then my mum was crying about it as well because she was just thinking that he was ruined down there. I was like, oh my God. What happened? What the hell happened down
there? It's a good hospital. What are they just checking over?
Shit.
Did they bruise?
Yeah, I think they must have bruised. Yeah, I didn't hear too much more about it. I think he was all right. I think he was all right.
Oh my God.
Balls are quite resistant, apparently. They're quite resilient.
And also, they're quite floaty, so you just kind of kick them back.
They can kind of just...
Yeah.
It's kind of like... They formed around the shoe.
Yeah.
It's like trying to hit a fly. There's
But he's had a kid since. He's got another one on the way. So it's clearly... It's been fine.
Wait, hold on. This was your younger brother.
My younger brother punted my older brother.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah. So...
Really went through it.
And he was freakishly strong. Yeah,
your younger brother.
He was naturally just muscly and strong, and it's really weird. It's
overpowering.
You know how there's documentaries of those little kids who are just freakishly strong, have muscles. Yeah. He was like that.
Holy shit!
So you wouldn't really want to wrestle him because he was just over the top strong, and it's I don't know who he got that from.
An adaptation, maybe, because he knew that he was already the youngest brother. Yeah. So they're I've got to put on some muscle.
Potentially,
maybe it's a long line of your father's. Getting kicked in the bollocks and strengthening the sperm. We got to survive that. So now your brother's got a really strong child.
Yeah,
now.
Potentially. I mean, it's really weird because he is also a spitting image of my granddad, who is very also muscular as well.
Did he get kicked in the bollocks?
I don't know, but
he's the one doing the kicking.
I remember I found a picture of him of my granddad in his 20s, and he looks exactly like my little brother, and it's freakish. My grand is just.
You worried it might be a clone?
Bizarre. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a clone. I haven't asked him. I don't think he'd know.
No. There's probably tests.
Either way, I avoided too many scraps.
You've got the exact same DNA as your granddad.
He became the ball kicker. and that's too far.
That's it. A step. And obviously, far. Went on for a successful career in football.
He was actually pretty good at football. Yeah. Could kick it really fucking far.
Anyway,
back to these. I mean, another dumb thing I saw the other day was you see the new Apple card. Yes. So they've released a new credit card, which is made of, is it titanium or I can't remember. But
I don't know too much about it.
They released a I don't know what the deal is with it in terms of like what benefits you get. I don't know what the big deal of it is. But it's just another product they can sell millions of people easily. I don't think I'd buy it. I don't need it. But
so here's an article. I think you mentioned this before.
Yeah. So
you can't put it in a wallet.
So it seems to stop the card from working. So imagine this is just a regular like debit or credit card. What happens is if you put it in denim, aka jeans, like your pocket or anything like that, or leather, aka what my wallet's made out of.
My wallet's made out of leather as well.
I don't have a wallet.
It stops the card from working. And I mean, like, you've got to wonder, Apple, one of the richest companies in the world, what R&D they did where they didn't go, have you tried just keeping it in a wallet in your jeans for a week?
Yeah, but it all looks stained and weird now. Oh, okay, well, we'll just put
it's
a warning.
Ruined. But like, no Apple user that's such wears a, jeans.
That's, it's the arrogance a bit as well. Like, I know that obviously we use Apple products and I've got one right here, etc. Like, some of their products are great and I really enjoy using them. But some you just have to just really question what the fuck. Like,
it's just a signifier of like, yeah, like how they're operating.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, what? And apparently the newest iPhones are not going to have 5G or anything like that.
Yeah, It's like, just a point. Apparently, it's quite a point to upgrade
to Android.
I don't know. I tried using a Samsung phone, and
it's
the
still a pain in the ass.
Samsung just do terrible things to Android. I think.
Oh really?
Stock Android is a really good experience. I'm just not a big fan of the Samsung UI.
What about the Pixel? You were interested in the Pixel as well.
Yeah, right? Maybe. Yeah. It really depends. If the Pixel has 5G, you know, and is like,
is 5G that important to you though? I mean, do you think that it's going to make that much of a difference? Because obviously it is really fucking quick.
In the next year at least.
But like, what are you doing on your phone that you think that 4G is not currently capable of? Because
I think 5G.
4G is good, I think.
5G, you can get gigabit fiber speeds wirelessly. Like that's the kind of things we're looking at. Like, I saw Gadgets Boy, you know, Tommy, who used to, him, he was at E3, he was also racing thing.
Right.
So I actually followed him on Twitter and he was doing a speed test of it in London where it's like live at the moment or some shit. And yeah, he's getting like 700 megabits down. Like,
that's nuts.
I mean, as fast as my gigabit wired connection at home.
But on your phone, what's that used for? Like, what's that speed? Because obviously,
it's
what
you're
accessing.
That you could have gigabit like anywhere. You know, like imagine like going. It'd be
useful
to your parents
to work with.
Yeah,
working from that, I guess, like using video media and stuff. Mm. Definitely, that's amazing because you know you can transfer huge files over Dropbox.
Awesome. Yeah,
you can actually get stuff on the go. But right now, I don't personally see a huge use.
It's not it's like the main reason, but
I feel like 4G is pretty.
So we haven't upgraded these phones in 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
Because
the last
really
one was pointless.
Decent. The last
the
changes
XS was pretty
yeah
shit, right?
The changes from,
they haven't innovated.
No, exactly. The X is a great phone, like great camera size is really nice, screen
I feel like
is really
the
good.
Face ID is still a downgrade.
Do you not like it? From the
it pisses me off because
it's a bit fiddly, isn't it?
Like I have to have this in a certain position to unlock my phone.
If you've got sunglasses on, you're screwed.
Yeah, and like sometimes like in the morning when you're just like getting your phone and checking, it's like, no, I have to reposition myself now to unlock it, and then it fails, and then you...
But then you can just, you know,
you can do
it.
Your password,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, but it's like an 8-digit...
Oh, I use a 4-digit. Doesn't have to be 8.
Wow. Use 1-digit.
Well, either way, the thumbprint was good.
Quicker.
Much quicker,
more natural.
Yeah, yeah.
But then now, if you see a phone that has an edge down here, it looks bad.
Like the chin, they call it the chin.
Yeah,
which is apparently a useful thing for like if you don't want to touch your phone or like the screen all the time.
Well, yeah, but
I've not had a problem with it personally.
I think the swiping up and the new sort of swiping interface that they brought
you get
in
used to
is
it,
really
yeah
really good.
But I think you know there's technology to have a fingerprint reader behind the screen and shit like
there
that.
There is. Well, then new Samsungs have that kind of thing. So
yeah.
so my,
that's amazing. I think.
So I tried a Galaxy S10 Plus for like a couple of weeks, and yes, they had the whole like press it and open it thing, and the screen was a little bit better. Yeah, I mean, it's personal preference. I think you're right in what you're saying. Like,
it's first world problems, isn't it?
It is.
It really is. It's not a huge issue. I mean, this one's about the fucking credit card, and it just doesn't.
I can't put my card in my leather wallet.
But it's just so dumb. Just to read that,
it's
just
pretty
so dumb.
Stupid. Like in terms of like its function is to replace a card, and when you can't put that card in a card holder,
it's just lightning. The lightning cable as well, I think, is out of date. The lightning, lightning standard is a long way that out of date now. Yeah. USB, everything should be USB-C. I mean, they did it with their laptops, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Yeah, no, we know it's kind of dumb that the laptops you're buying have only got four USB-C ports," which it is, because I've like took my laptop away this weekend and I forgot to take the USB-C to USB adapter for something, and I was just like, "Great, I'm on touchpad.
It's useless." Yeah, it's not.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
It's really annoying, sure, but if you're going to do it, make everything you have use USB-C. I don't
you see that. It's like the headphone thing as well, and obviously Samsung recently backtracked on all of their adverts with where they were bragging about still having a headphone port, whereas they're now also removing their headphone port. Mm-hmm. Whether that's because of Apple or because there's something else that obviously they're trying to push
their
Bluetooth
own pure wireless headphones now, so they're probably
actually launched with the S10, the little buds thing.
So you can see the direction they're trying to push, because all the money's in peripherals and stuff, right?
Well, mostly. Ultimately, if you're spending £1,500 on a phone, and that's what some of these top end phones are costing now, to £1,500, you're probably in the position to also buy some Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah,
you know, and if you're not, like, that's what I like about the Google the Pixel 3As or whatever they were called. That's a £300 phone, and that's great. You know, like, give that one a headphone jack. You know, if you're targeting people who can't afford,
but why take it away? Like, when you think that, like, how thick. They're still quite thick phones. They could, you could have it. It's literally just, it's just a dick move to the customer base. But, you know, I mean, Apple have been doing that for years.
And
so.
it doesn't affect us. Like we can afford to buy the fucking dongles. We can afford to buy the Bluetooth headset. Like, I think that, yes, aux cable ports are useful, but only in cheaper phones. I think because I just don't think the market's there. I think USB-C purity and it going forward is really, really good. We just need to make sure that everyone supports it and not keep on using fucking lightning cables.
I just want more innovation. I guess it feels like everything's slowed down technology-wise in some of these sectors.
Yeah.
Like, what about graphics cards and stuff? Because have they really improved much? Obviously, we recently got the 2080 Ti through a sponsorship, which...
So the RTX series of cards but is...
Do you think it's much different? Yeah. Like, obviously, the RTX thing is it's nice.
I think it's the start of a new trend, and it's early days for that trend to really take off. Like, obviously, there's early adopters of like AAA platforms using ray tracing, path tracing. That is going to be the standard.
And DLSS.
DLSS as well, which is, you know, having 4K run at better frame rates because it's using AI to fill in the frames essentially and upscale them.
It's a completely different way of looking at graphics cards.
Yeah.
Like, up until recently, it's just been about pure horsepower.
Yeah.
But now with DLSS and with that kind of thing and having new kinds of processes on the card to do things like ray tracing and calculating light paths and things like that. I think
RTX is horsepower still. And they're just developing a chip that is dedicated to that on the RTX cards.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And I think path tracing's going, like, as I said, you know, everyone's faking it at the moment in graphics engines. Like, light and stuff is baked in, or it's a lot of tricks to make it look realistic. Path tracing is realistic because it's actually calculating where light hits, how it bounces off, how it refracts, how it reflects, all in real time. Mm-hmm. Gets rid of all those settings where it's like, turn on ambient occlusion to kind of give shadows, turn on like real-time dynamic shadows, turn off global illumination. Those are all separate cheats, essentially, to make it look real. Mm-hmm. Path tracing just does all that automatically because it's essentially acting as real light, which is cool.
Do you find it interesting I typed in RTX just in YouTube, and the first things that come up are RTX Minecraft. And obviously the differences that makes. Obviously, it looks like a different game.
And now that is a thing.
Albeit very dark in comparison because of the way the light works in there, but
a lot of caves.
Us using when shaders is essentially that simulating what RTX is actually doing, right? Like,
it makes it looks so much more impressive to me. And when you build something, you can see how it casts light. It looks more interesting.
A lot of people feel like a lot more. Yeah. A lot of people feel like putting something on a game like Minecraft, which is designed to be simple,
yeah,
is stupid because it's the aesthetic of it is part of its charm.
Sure.
Which I get. But at the same time, like, you're building so much in this world. Mm-hmm. Why not make it feel like it's tangible, mm-hmm, physical, yeah, and real, like Lego? Mm-hmm. Like, the closer you can get to, like, it almost feels like you can reach out and touch the block,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and it has weight to it and, mm-hmm, has like a light emission from it.
Definitely.
Adds gravitas to your builds, yeah, and like, definitely, like, this feels like a home that I'm walking into and it feels like, yeah, I'm inside.
Well, there's always gonna be purists, mm, and people who are just like, I want the original texture pack and no mods, no shaders.
Well, if they got a good argument, like, for it, all power to them. If they're not, you know.
Yeah.
But I
love Red Dead Redemption 2 for the same reasons. Like that game felt like playing a film because, yes, they paid attention to certain things, be it, you know, lighting, graphics, textures, animations, you know, that game felt more real and I was more into that game because, mm, of the way they made it feel more real. Mm, like, yeah, like, I, you know, obviously, like Mario and things like that, it's not designed to look and feel real, no, you, yeah, know, yeah, same with Zelda, like, you know, those games, brilliant games, but they're not designed to feel real. You're meant to love it for different reasons,
but they, yeah, feel good though,
yeah,
for different reasons, like the attention to detail in other areas,
yeah, exactly,
isn't realism, like the animations and the style.
Zelda's depth of, you know, Breath of the Wild's depth, yeah, of gameplay
and mechanics,
like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're like, holy shit, this game, there's a lot more to this game than meets the eye,
yeah,
but, you know, there's also nothing wrong with, yeah, making Minecraft a game that can have a lot past what meets the eye,
yeah,
but you have to build it. But yeah, making it look good, making
it's
it
an option,
more engaging.
You have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. People just, again, it's much more exciting to debate the negatives of something, mm, than it is the positives.
And a lot of people jump to conclusions. It's like, why aren't you updating the game instead of like working on its graphics? It's, mm, like, right, realize that Nvidia are doing that. It's, mm, not the department of Mojang. Sure, yeah, there's collaborations going on, but they're not like, we're going to stop updating Minecraft so that, mm, we can fully focus on adding ray tracing to Minecraft. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make weird assumptions.
Asked for a load of questions. Somebody asked, what do we think has caused this new Minecraft boom or rise recently?
PewDiePie.
Do you think it is purely because PewDiePie, obviously, is the biggest guy on YouTube,
yeah,
is
because,
now playing it and,
yeah,
genuinely loving it himself?
Yeah.
So,
and I watch a lot of it, to be honest, because it is enjoyable. It's kind of nice.
Well, he said he had it himself, right?
He does, yeah.
Which is
so he
quite
interesting,
he had, considering he could easily get someone else to do it.
He had two editors and he still has an editor, but he wants to do it himself and kind of feel like he's still a YouTuber, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's always done it every single day. Fair play.
That's definitely, yeah. Like, I'm, yeah, that is.
Which you can admire.
Definitely, yeah. Mm. I think
a lot
we
of
do
people have their opinions about PewDiePie, understandably because of what he's done in the past and said in the past, but, you know, we've got our opinions on that as well. And,
yeah,
ultimately, he's a YouTuber that does things. A lot of things right and is clearly successful for doing them, mm, and his Minecraft stuff is testament to him. When he's actually passionate about something and wants to do it and enjoys it, then he reaps the benefit. I think, mm, that's, yeah, just tried and true method of all YouTubers, is if you can genuinely tell they're authentically loving it and enjoying it and passionate about it, they're gonna do better for it.
I also think the success of Minecraft in the moment is simply just another perfect storm scenario. Like, I think that it's a zeitgeist kind,
yeah,
of thing, you know, like, oh, okay, obviously
when you see someone else enjoying it, right,
yeah, and it's been long enough for a lot of us, I think, like, you know, especially us, where, mm-hmm, we haven't really played that kind of game, like modded Minecraft, for years and years.
Came out,
yeah,
10 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's insane.
It's come so for me, like, in those 10 years, so, like, so when we were playing it, like, when we used to play Minecraft a lot, for me back then, big games in my life were things like Battlefield, you know, like,
yes,
like, but,
yeah,
like those kind of games where it's like huge spectacle and you're like, this is crazy, these are huge games, great fun, I'm all about shooting, all that sort of stuff.
Not
now,
really as big on indie games.
No, exactly. Now I play almost entirely indie games, you know, like,
but in gameplay,
like Darkest Dungeon, Oxygen Not Included,
yeah,
you know, things like that. Gameplay, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
it has one overall.
Exactly. And you look at Battlefield now, and I feel like it's like a shadow of its former self in terms of what I went there,
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
You know, Battlefield is now essentially a Call of Duty experience where you drop in, you get your fix, you do your thing. Like, and I think that's why Minecraft is now having such a resurgence, is because people are now going, right, we've seen all the big shiny, let's go back to, like, you know, playing,
yeah,
you know, like playing around, building blocks, and
a lot of it based on nostalgia.
Yeah,
yeah,
and a whole generation of kids 10 years ago, A, weren't alive,
sure,
didn't exist, or too young to play it,
mm-hmm,
went straight to games like Fortnite and got bored of that.
Yeah,
and now suddenly their favorite YouTubers playing this game that,
oh, I've
they've
heard about this
it,
Minecraft game, yeah,
but
yeah,
now,
yeah,
it's cool again because,
yeah,
everyone's playing and PewDiePie's playing it,
mm-hmm,
huge, and then all the,
yeah,
other YouTubers that are you know, not as big as PewDiePie, which is everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like Jacksepticeye and everybody. It's like, I want to play this as well and get on this. And then you got that Minecraft stream thing that happened. It just all exploded from... Mm.
Oh, yeah, when they were all doing group streams.
Yeah. And now everybody's on it, including us.
In terms of resurgences, what about WoW Classic? You said earlier on that you've delved back in, or you're delving back in.
So, yeah.
I've never played it still, really. I played it that one, like that time we did a stream. I think that's it.
And I think you'd hate it even more if you played WoW Classic.
Right.
Because it's like ultimately not the game for you. It's not.
I think that's it. I think whenever I played it, it was just a case of... I don't think I ever got the whole multiplayer experience that you guys grew up with from it. So I don't have that nostalgia, or I don't have that kind of urge to
we have that
do quests and whatever.
Froth for it.
Whereas
when
I've jumped into it with you guys, it's just you're just doing quests and then you're doing another quest, and it just they're kind of it's like fetch and receive type things.
It's basically like that just, shit on its own. Boring. It's like extrapolating that from any game. It's like that part of the game is boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what everything else around it, which what made WoW successful, is like there's a deep lore if you care about that sort of thing.
Yeah,
the dungeons and stuff, when you actually get a party together and experience things together,
working as a team,
memorable experience, kind of like the way D&D works.
Yeah,
it's like
stupid shit like all of your friends getting on a certain kind of mount and getting on the top of some building
doing
that you're
something
not meant
stupid
to be on.
Or like downing this boss that you've all worked really hard to like get your gear for and work out the strategy for. WoW Classic was very much about that, because nowadays WoW, it's very much a hand-holding experience, slimmed down, more efficient, and optimized for a casual gamer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those hard mechanics were removed in favor of it just being global appealing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the classic days, there were like 40 people had to get together and coordinate an effort in order to complete and down this like sprawling dungeon, which takes hours and hours, days even. Like, they have to set a save point so that, okay, guys, we need to get all 40 of us back.
Back and meet up in this place, and then we'll get...
Is that what the raids were?
That's what the raids were.
And like,
You need all of those people. Like, you need that many healers and tanks and all that shit just to, like, soak up the damage and heal.
Hello. And there's no matchmaking system.
Yeah.
Like, there's no party finder system.
Right.
It was just, like, 40 people met online, formed a social group, and went and did it. And that was the reason people loved World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I can see the appeal of that. I don't think I knew anyone who played it
until I went
to uni and then you did.
Very much a zeitgeist thing again. It's like a product of its time. It wouldn't be made nowadays because it's so hard to get into.
People expect like matchmaking capabilities and things like that.
Like, even a party system. They didn't have the Blizzard launcher where you could see all your friends online. You had to manually add them in-game. And sometimes, I think early on, it was just that you added the character, right? It didn't have an account-wide thing.
No. It's just when that character is online, you get to talk to them. But that was that rustic appeal. I personally probably will just try it, like to see what it's like. But I feel like just WoW is gone. Like, I'm kind of done with WoW. You know, I'm kind of done
this
with
last
playing.
So I guess
like
unless you're going to put
Death
a lot of time into it and energy and care about everything.
Exactly.
It's almost like you're just wasting your time.
I'm almost certainly going to...
As bad as that sounds.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
...wander around and be like, oh, I remember all this and that. And then the month is going to lapse and I'm going to be like, I don't really want to renew next month. I've had my nostalgia hit. I remember the mechanics being updated and patched since then for a good reason.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's a lot of quality of life stuff that's just not going to be that now.
Yeah, and a lot of people are going to be shocked by it, I think.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's like, holy shit, we really had to do this to get to this point. Like,
where's Manfred's wife?
Yeah, where is Manfred's wife?
Yeah.
Well, in the game. But yeah, I'm going to play it for a bit because everyone else is excited about it, and I think that hype is what makes it fun.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And all those people going at the same time is like, oh, remember this, and chatting to each other and be like, oh shit, there's this over here, let's try this again. Yeah, that'd be fun for a bit.
Yeah.
But ultimately maybe have a Minecraft thing where it's like all these younger kids that never got a chance to play it from the start.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, I enjoy these harder mechanics and it being a harder game, and that might elevate games that are, you know, not handholdy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That'd be nice.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Has it ever had a big YouTube scene?
Yeah, I mean, that's how
Yogg started, right?
Yeah, and it still has like some, you know, big YouTubers doing like the latest stuff. It's not the big hit that it used to be, but for a long time it was, you know, there's more guides and stuff like that, like how to down Onyxia and stuff like that, or latest patch updates, like Minecraft updates.
Right, yeah.
It's a lot more like informative
stuff. Like fucking around PvP.
Yeah, rather than like fun stuff, yeah. which is what Yogg's kind of did a little bit of. They did tutorials, but it was also kind of funny.
Mm. Wow, so that's subjective, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But yeah, I don't think as big as Minecraft, no.
Okay, on a different tangent. All of our vlogs have been put out now. They're all done.
The full LA and...
Yeah, there was quite an interesting reaction to our last one, which featured Stoner Rob yeah. and and the weed adventures and going... I mean, I had to cut down a lot. So basically, that they were very descriptive and very informative when we were there. So they, you know, described from the very detail of planting the seed to growing it and then, you know, trimming it and cultivating it and stuff like that. Oh, sorry, Munchie. And obviously, I couldn't include all that because it got a bit boring mm-hmm. for a viewer. And there's obviously loads of aspects that I don't even think really portrayed what we originally discussed about it. You know, when we were yeah. like saying that it was a bit sketchy, and stuff.
Yeah.
And
like we didn't know
what to
film
that much, really. This is actually a very small amount of what we actually filmed when we were there. So it doesn't really give you that impression, which is fine, but I feel like it looks like we overreacted. which in a way I did a little bit, personally. But yeah, I tried to make it almost like a documentary. So I combined like bits of Hat Chat in with, you know, shots of Stoner Rob and doing his thing. And he was a really funny guy, like really like outrageous character. And
it's just some
really
parts
interesting
that we
talking
didn't
to him.
Include like, fuck, he's going really fast.
Yeah, we didn't film anything at the house either.
Yeah, which is a bit, let's go to this house and get yeah. high.
But it was quite a bizarre scenario. But yeah, that's out now. And that got... I think that got age-gated quite quickly.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's got weed in the
kind
title.
Kind of expected it, to be fair. Like, obviously, there was weed in the title and the thumbnail. We could have, like, dusted around it and kind of, like, made it sound like it wasn't a weed tour and stuff, but I feel like our audience...
They're better than that.
Yeah, I think they'll understand, like, oh, well, this is more interesting, right?
Yeah.
You know?
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
In the past, we've skirted around things like this just because we were worried about... offending or like changing people's
offend.
Perceptions.
We lost several subscribers just from probably the title alone.
It's
like
polarizing,
a bit of a drop. I think we lost like 60, 70 subscribers just from posting it.
It's a shame because people are so set in their ways about certain opinions and are unwavering in certain situations where they'd rather avoid it than confront it.
Yeah.
And I feel like those subscribers are...
Yeah. But
it's the case. Mm. Just like...
I don't think there were any shots of anyone actually even... doing anything.
No, we didn't do it.
Or smoking it or anything. Even Stoner Rob, I didn't think there was any shots of him.
Mm. And so. He was doing it a lot.
Yeah.
A fuck ton.
I think we just avoid it because I think we don't need to show it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was quite obvious.
You get the idea.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, the platform and whilst some parts of the world have already made up their mind about it, like a lot of places hasn't, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, a pet peeve is always when people... like, well, I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
But you drink.
Sure.
Like, okay, maybe don't do all the drugs. But for me, when weed and drinking are compared, that's my biggest, like you say, like, some people are just like, nah, drugs, they're stupid. Or like,
well, especially they've been told. It's like, it's
yeah, but
it's
then
the
again,
whole,
alcohol is so harmful. Like, you know, like alcohol is an incredibly harmful substance. It's just because it's ingrained in our culture.
It's acceptable.
And I think that
again,
for me
that's
is...
people unwavering in their opinions and not really willing to consider anything else.
Exactly. Like, okay, if you're a teetotal kind of person, you know, like don't do any kind of like psychoactive substances. So, you know, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you know, you don't smoke weed, you don't do all the other harder stuff. Fair enough. Like a bit of brown.
But like teetotal, but a bit brown.
A bit brown.
Yeah, like...
Thunder Night Brown.
Even then, I'm sure those people have their vices, you know, be it sugar, be it fat, you know, be it...
Sure.
Like, the idea that something is bad because it is harmful, I think is outdated in its thinking. I think that, like, ultimately... But then this is a whole sort of, you know, libertarian argument as well.
What is the definition of drug?
Not sure. Like, something that affects your state of being, I suppose.
You could argue that caffeine...
Yeah.
...is a drug.
Yeah.
Just a... easily sourceable drug.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has serious consequences.
It probably does have a drug classification, I imagine, caffeine. I think it's a controlled substance.
In pharmacology, a drug is a chemical substance typically of known structure, which when administered to a living organism produces a biological effect.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, caffeine could come under that.
Yeah. Food, well, I mean, food could come, you know, it's
like... You've got shitloads of sugar, suddenly you've got a sugar high and...
And then huge crash and then you're craving for more.
But then also...
But then, you know, what damages you more?
Well, the thing
over
is,
which how long
so
exactly?
Do you,
like,
do you know, one of the big so obviously smoking has been a huge issue, caused a lot of strain on the NHS. Something that's just as much of a strain is type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah, yeah.
Type 2 diabetes is a preventable, treatable thing that is a so type 1 diabetes. There are forms of diabetes that are not caused by the person themselves. I will say that. I'm not going to blame, like, I'm not here saying, like, you should not have diabetes. But type 2 diabetes, you know, you can be warned about it. So it's like, man, you're getting to the point where, you know, you're becoming pre-diabetic.
If you get it early enough, you can reverse the effects. Exactly, I've seen there's some articles about that.
And you know, type 2 diabetes is a massive strain on our NHS. And also, you know, our taxes are going towards paying for these things, right?
But it won't be
demonized
in the same way.
Exactly, as something like smoking weed, which, okay, there are, you know, there's not, it's not necessarily, this is the thing, something that I've sort of thought about for a while. The evidence for the medical use of marijuana is not, you know, overwhelmingly strong. You know, I wouldn't say, like, right, we need marijuana in this country to treat things, you know. Yeah. Absolutely, it can help with PTSD. Absolutely, it can help with anxiety. But then again, you know,
pain relief, right?
Yeah. Pain relief. Also, just
normally high concentrations of like oil and stuff.
Yeah.
Like there was a Vice documentary where shock about weed. Where I think there were children who had cancer who had really high doses of it, and it pretty much knocked them out. But like that helped reduce the damage that was causing in tumor growth and stuff.
Yeah.
So they were physically seeing an actual change.
And it's a less harmful way to manage pain. This is another thing. So I'm not saying that it's a good thing necessarily. Yeah. What I'm saying is it's a more healthy way to manage pain than, say, opiates. Like, yes, opiates can be stronger. And I'm not a doctor. All I'm saying, that's
you're
the
not
kind
a doctor.
Of, yeah, I'm not
Trot.
A doctor.
He's not a doctor.
All I'm saying is that it can be used, and also even just as a recreational substance. I think that, like, you know, medical stuff aside, evidence aside, as a recreational substance, if you're going to go out in the evening and get absolutely shit-faced, you know, like on, like, you know, 10 pints of beer or whatever,
that
is going to do more harm to you than if you went out and, you know, smoked a gram of weed. Like that is...
Yeah. Depends on the individual, because I've got weird allergic reactions to weed, and it really fucks me up, so...
But I'm saying
the physical damage to your body, like the sugar and cider content and the alcohol content.
Exactly. Like you know, liver failure, all the kind of impacts that it has. Yes, weed has unknown, relatively unresearched psychological implications, which, you know, I'm saying that there could be, you know, really bad things that weed do, but there is things that booze does that we know are much worse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what frustrates me when people don't think like that, when it's like, yes, we're all harming each other. We all harm each other every day. Mm. Us choosing to live in the middle of a city, that harms us. You know, the pollution, air pollution here is terrible.
Mm. But then again, it could boil down to money and business, because pubs are a crucial part of the UK. There's a lot of money going in and out of pubs. There's a lot of business in making alcohol as well. And, you know, they don't really want a competitor.
But there'll be fuck tons of money coming in if they legalized weed.
Yeah,
like if they taxed it, and if they were as stringent as they are in the US with quality control,
90 point
test.
Yeah.
Like, at least it's regulated properly, rather than, you know, I mean, that's a case for many drugs.
Yeah,
if they were regulated properly, it probably wouldn't be as damaging.
Like H. Yeah.
Like, regulating, or at least trying to help people rather than demonizing them, rather than fining them, rather than putting them in prison, rather than just ignoring them, like. But it's a problem that, you know, people don't want to have to deal with. Like, you know, it's much
easier
to
say, oh, that's legal. No, oh,
yeah.
Can't believe you'd do something so illegal.
Yeah.
Well, just like when we did that bus. So our bus campaign of our faces on the side of buses in Bristol's over this week. We did a video of it. And Smith was scooting around and his scooter broke. But you have people who go, like, straight away, just that scooter is illegal. I can't believe you were scooting around. Yeah. It's just like,
oh,
the fuck, like, sure, okay, yes it is illegal.
Well, in
but
France,
it's such a mild offense.
In France there's a legal limit now of 12 miles an hour and other like restrictions, which I feel like,
well, they put in restrictions, right?
Yeah,
so 12 miles an hour, that's not very fast.
Well, it's not fast
what
enough
we were
for
doing
you.
Like 22,
I think the maximum is 20.
But again, like,
on those.
Okay. That balance with the average, you know, cyclist or something like that. I guess on cycle pavements where there are pedestrians, they wouldn't be going 22 miles an hour, would they?
No.
On a road, yes. But again, because there's no restriction on electric scooters, I can understand why there is that in place.
Mm. I just think apply the same rules you apply to bicycles.
Yeah, like, regulation.
I saw.
I think that's fine.
A BMX is fine.
Yeah.
To like ride around the street because obviously they don't have any mirrors or lights or. They didn't have any kind
what
of
has
stuff,
mirrors?
That, and he didn't have. Well yeah, actually, that's a good point. Yeah, bikes don't have mirrors either. Yeah, that's a good point. But he didn't even have a helmet on either. And it's just like
there's a lot of.
How is that much different from a?
It's not.
A
it's
thin board electric, with a stick and just.
It's an electric motor.
Up, yeah, it has a motor. Like.
But you can go 22 miles an hour. Like not very. You can accelerate to that quite quickly. I think that's the danger, isn't it?
Well, it's only
you just crash into someone.
It's a danger to yourself
and other people.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
to say there's not a danger
in crowds
to
is it's not recommended.
Yeah,
like if I scoot around and there's loads of people, I just get off it.
But if you applied the same laws that we have in the UK for bicycles, you know, like don't cycle on pavements, you know, like wear a helmet, use lights when it's dark, you know, things like that, like good common sense stuff, then I don't think there's a problem now. And I think police enforcement do know this, you know, like I've whizzed past numerous policemen in Bristol, and they, you know, I wear a helmet, I try and stay on the roads, you know, I have lights on my thing. And they never, you know, they never said anything because they know, like, ultimately, if they went, sorry, mate, technically speaking, due to an act that was created in 1844 or whatever the fuck it was, that's got a motor in it, so I'm going to have to fine you 300 quid. Like,
they're doing that actively in London.
Needs to be the because the outrage of one specific case.
But that's the nice thing about Bristol and Bristol's police force in general. Same thing about weed in Bristol. You know, like people smoke weed in Bristol all over the place, and it doesn't cause any problems. And
it'll be a drain on police time and money to try and crack down on something that isn't that harmful.
No. Well, when was the last time you saw like somebody smoking weed being disruptive? You know, like being.
Well, that's the thing. It's like stone. Well, I think that's probably not even in the thing. But he was saying how, you know, it's more likely they're just going to want to fall asleep somewhere or just chill out somewhere rather than actually get into fights. And like you would see in a pub brawl or some shit
walking
like that.
Walking home on a Saturday
someone
night.
Someone aggressive because they're fucked up or just like oh, all over the place. They'll just probably just be sat down, chilling out, like more than likely. But
The weed culture is far healthier than the drink culture in this country, at least.
Wish I could get into it, you know.
Yeah.
My body won't let me.
Yeah.
My body won't let me.
Yeah. Well, but, anyway.
Yeah, I just found it interesting because, there were quite a few different comments about that video, and obviously it got demonetized quite quickly, even though there wasn't any usage of weed, and it was almost semi-educational, I guess, because it was teaching us about... But then, it's a very thin line. It's a very thin line.
Someone made a judgment call and deemed ours unsuitable.
Because now you have to do a checkbox, and like there, it says you're allowed advertisements if... you can have weed in your video. You can have people smoking it as long as there's an educational element. So there you go. But there was also guns. So I don't know how that contrasts into it.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the
but
weed.
But it also said you can have ads if you shoot at a shooting range, a gun range, specifically. So it was very specific.
I think it was
a
user
boxes,
reported.
But
thing.
It must have been. Yeah,
a user reported just like got offended by the fact that there was weed in their thing and reported it.
Yeah,
and it just got immediately educated. Mm-hmm. Such is life.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But I think we knew that. We when we were talking about like naming it and like thumbnailing it, we're like, this shit isn't gonna make us money. Like,
that's the thing, Like, I mean, that's probably barely made $500 across the whole set,
the whole vlog set.
The
cost
sad
$10,000 to do that trick.
Yeah,
that's YouTube for you.
But we did it because we wanted to make great content.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We weren't just gonna go out there on a shoestring budget
and have a great experience.
It's hard to do anything interesting without spending money in YouTube. In that sense, like to do something. You know, people will enjoy watching, will enjoy doing, and...
As an experience for us, you know, that we're going to remember for the rest of our lives, you know, we're using that as a good method to, A, make great, entertaining, engaging content for you, but also we have the luxury and privilege to be able to do so ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely. Not just fucking sit on that money in a big old pile like Apple and Amazon are doing when the Amazon is burning.
Indeed. I don't know how much time we have for funny news. I mean, there's a 10
the Amazon's burning.
I've got loads of funny news.
Burn the Amazon
definitely
warehouse.
Use some of these next time. There was an article about a 10-day erection, which I found quite interesting.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I'll skim through it because holy shit, like reading this was traumatizing.
Three
so
weeks.
If you have had, was it for 3 weeks? It was for 3 weeks. He had an erection for 3 weeks.
Holy fuck.
Right.
That's
so,
an uptug.
So this dude, he went to a club and he met another guy who was also a nurse who gave him an injection into his dick. So, and he already took a Viagra before he went out because he said when he gets drinking, he was in an open relationship apparently. And when he's been drinking, he needed the extra boost. So he took a Viagra, went out, met a guy who then said, I'm going to give you an extra boost, gives him an injection straight into his dick, and it lasted for three weeks. They had to like, I'm not going to go into too much detail because it is rough. You can probably look it up yourself, but they had to like draw the blood out and stuff. They had to like, but 3 weeks, 3 week correction. Like, fuck
so
me.
After getting injected, when I awoke, there was this, it was strange and I was still so hard. I had a long lasting erection before I called a priapism. And an ice pack had helped. I already was late for Germany's version of Pride, so I grabbed a wine cooling sleeve from the freezer and wrapped it around my penis. At 5 a.m. the next morning, I woke with a constant ache and I'm still very erect penis. I tried painkillers, ice packs, and hot baths.
Yep.
Nothing worked.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that sound like fucked up? So yeah, I had to go to a doctor. I had to get it like pumped out. But yeah, that's a lesson to anyone. If you ever think about injecting yourself with some kind of Viagra or other
a danger
chemical
about something like don't the do longer it. It lasts the worse it gets
yeah the well, oh, yeah. More likely it is to cause lasting
isn't
damage.
It like after like 4 hours or you have to
yeah
like,
that's what
then,
it says there
yeah you have to check
and he was screaming in agony yeah
oh
fuck
not so much fun, more like oh news rather than
so the moral
funny.
Of the story is don't take a Viagra pill and then go out and get an injection
well mm-hmm. Yeah pretty much yeah
so look out for that
because danger. It sounds horrible. So oh, feel free to find God. That article. If you are you reading the next bit where you're
at the bottom about the surgery required?
Yeah, he had to get it pumped out because of the blood clots and stuff. But I won't go into too much detail. That's a really crazy story. Thought I might share that one. There was also a really funny one of some woman who thought she had kidney stones, but it was triplets.
Oh my
so,
God!
which I just thought, what the fuck? How do you not know that you've got one child, let alone three?
Three.
She thought she had kidney stones. For Christ's sake, what?
How big are those kidney stones?
Oh, it's quite child a short size. It's quite a short article. But a South Dakota woman who recently gave birth to triplets says she didn't find out about her pregnancy until she went to hospital with what she thought was kidney stones. Danielle Giltz of Sturgis gave birth to a healthy triplets on August 10th. She said despite having two other children, she did not know that she was 34 weeks pregnant.
Oh,
she said that when
kids.
She started having pains, she thought it was from kidney stones she had before. So
she knows what it feels like to be pregnant.
Yeah. The triplets were born within 4 minutes, each weighed about 4 pounds. I mean, you think you'd notice. You think you would know.
4 pounds is
go.
Light for a baby there, right?
But three.
Three
times.
Though. That's 12 pounds in you still. Kidney stones.
Big lunch. Big dinner.
That's a big dinner, isn't it?
I stay a lot of dinner.
Food baby.
But you've been three like this for weeks. 34 weeks. For Christ's sake, Danette. Go to doctors.
Oh, crap. They're children.
Oh, just... pushed out a load of kids. It wasn't kidney stones at all. Anyway, are you ready for this?
It sounded like it was know. Like a breeze as well. Like 4 minutes within each other.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I guess so.
I guess once you pop, you just can't stop.
Yeah, sprinkles.
There was a girl at my school, like when like secondary school, who apparently didn't realize she was pregnant.
That's relatively common.
And then had a kid like quite soon after.
Yeah,
like,
some people don't
how far
show
along it was.
Physical as much.
Yeah.
Like the big belly and all that stuff doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary.
What if
scary
I'm
scenario.
Pregnant with triplets right now? I feel I'm worried now.
Man,
well,
have you been to the toilet? Is that where you would go for that?
For having triplets?
I'm just gonna go. Oh, it's gotta be. It's got to be a shit. It has to be. Right, I'll be back in five. Jesus,
oh,
don't go in there. There's three
children.
Kids in there. Three kids in that bowl,
children.
And I don't know what happened.
Splashing around.
They're swimming. They don't know what's going on.
I thought it was kidney stones. Anyway.
So yeah, that's the funny news, and that's probably all we got time for.
Indeed.
There's a lot of other stuff we can mention in the next one.
Indeed, we can carry these over. We've got so many ideas
yes.
here. That's why we're allowed to wing it.
Indeed, yeah,
we've got a big document of things now that we
yes.
can launch pads.
Indeed.
And thanks to you guys for sending in questions, that
yes.
sort of thing, to hatch@hat-films.com.
Fingles too. Send your fingles in to that address also. And also Hat Daddy stuff. We do have a few of them, but we'll go into them next week, I think.
Yeah,
ran
out of time. Got
time
so deep in our discussion, as we usually do.
Also, another huge thanks to the Patreon guys.
Absolutely.
Everyone supporting us on Patreon. It's really helping us. Feel free to join in as well. It really does help this keep going. So thank you very much for that as well. And all your names are going to appear at the end as well. So
they will,
lovely,
in a nice
it?
Long list of randomized names.
Random?
But what would you say to people just listening to this now? And they maybe think, maybe I could see this, because Trot had his dog on here earlier on. You didn't
that's
see
right.
that.
That's right. And if you're hearing weird bumping and like eating sounds, that's not just me.
But where could you see that, Trot?
Oh, on the Hat Chat podcast on YouTube.
Perfect.
Just search for that. And
thank
there's
you.
A whole channel dedicated to this podcast with the visual elements included, including the websites and stuff and videos we check out.
Indeed.
Wow.
So that's all we have time for. So thanks very much. Good day.
See
thanks
you next
for
time.
Watching and
bye.
Listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.